middle of Hashem used to say, democracy is not majority rule.
Yes, they make that point on the radio. It's a democratic republic.
Yeah, like democracy is this little Indian that you feel ethically that you don't have to give him your equal treatment, even if most of the people in the country think that way. You have to follow the principle. So when you accept democracy upon yourself, what you're accepting is, even if it goes against my nature and my will and my inclinations, that's the definition of democracy. So you can't say, I feel this is unethical, because you committed yourself to this system to define what ethical is.
So why is that not an excuse for Nazis following orders?
Because what they're saying there is that, you see, I don't think they could have built this country if they tried to do it today. Because the country was built on a principle, a philosophical principle. From, you know, the philosophers, who's the guy that, he was a big philosopher. No, he was a guy. Yeah, he held he held that there's a natural law that God implanted in man.
Right.
That's what he believed. So he held that natural law, we all recognize it. It was, So the thing is, that they held that there's a natural law in man,
right?
That God endowed him, he knows it. So that's why they said, that's why in the Declaration of Independence.
Right. That was Jefferson, he held that
also. That was Jefferson. He held that too.
Right.
So that's why he says that we are men. Every man is equal and is endowed by his creator.
Right. That all men are created equal.
With rights.
Okay.
So they held as in that, and that's the law that we go by. So that's why a Nazi can't give that answer.
But there's a higher law than the Constitution?
What the Constitution is saying is that we recognize that law, and everything we do in line with that law.
That law takes precedence.
Yeah, right. But we say that we are doing everything in line with that law.
Right, but let's say you have a president who's giving executive orders that's not in line with that law. Should you object? And should you?
You can't have it.
Not possible?
No, because that's the way the system is made, that we should always be in line with that law. Now, you may not be, and you may have a machlokas in ethics, but it's not a violation of the basic fundamental law.
No matter what executive order President gives, it's always going to be in line with that law.
Well, that's why you have the balancing system.
Well, this is the balancing. This is part of the balancing.
No, but it's not part of the balancing
system. It's not part of it.
She went on as an individual. It's a yachid. Right. It's a system.
Right.
It's a system, and the system has rules. If you want to object, the yachid is
violent. So she's supposed to be on his side.
In other words,
that's what he said.
Then Congress would object. If Obama would come out and say, shoot Jews in the street. So Congress would over.
That's it, it is.
I mean, that's the whole concept of this country.
Well, but it doesn't work. It could break down. It doesn't have to work forever. It hasn't broken down.
Nothing has to work forever.
Yeah. Just Germany works for a while.
It will only work if you have this. This is what this system is.
Right.
You're saying if the system gets undone.
They're claiming. They're saying there was. I'm just saying that.
No.
Not that the system is broken. That Russians are hacking it. The Electoral College is broken. Yeah. A tyrant has come to power.
Maybe
they're hysterical. They've lost their mind.
Yeah, they're hysterical.
Yeah, but they were saying the Russians were out of line.
I'm saying they've lost touch with reality, but it's not. They think that there's a different.
No, they're saying that Hitler, that who says he has a right to kill human beings and kill Jews because he hates them, that in, that inherently goes against God's law. That's in you, and you know it.
Okay.
But if you don't want to take in people from another country, that does not go against God's
law. Especially if you have a reason.
Yeah, you may be a big Baal Rachamim and a big Baal Chesed, but it's not against God's law.
Right.
And as long as it's not, then you have to follow your commitment to the Constitution.
I agree with you.
You're saying it's like a judgment call. So the judgment call, you have to go with
he was elected to make the judgment
unless
call.
It's like clear cut.
Judgment call on whose part? The president?
It's a judgment call. It's a balance. Do you want to let them in and take a risk, or do you want to stop them from coming in and be safe? So there's like two sides to the story.
Right.
So now you have to call the government and the
very
president.
Good. And he was elected to make the judgment call.
It's not against the intrinsic law.
The basic law is that the president does have the right to make these decisions. That certain people, that certain groups are dangerous, and he has the right to do that.
But only a group, because we were committed to that intrinsic law, and that's what democracy is. I mean, if you call them a Hitler,
they do. I'm not saying.
Then you have no right to be an American, because that shows the distortion of a natural law.
They're hysterical. They've lost touch with reality. And a lot of them. Not just five people.
You're going to say who determines it.
Determines what? Whether, yeah, right.
I mean, that's what they were saying. That we all know that natural law, and we're going to abide by the natural law.
Right. Well, the liberals are saying that this is against the natural law.
Yeah, but you can't say that. Because it's not against the natural law.
Well, they think it is.
Through motion.
But if it was against natural law, then you wouldn't have the other half of the country saying that it's okay. It's not a dictatorship. People knew that Hitler was against the natural law, even German Nazis. But it was a dictatorship. But we maintain that if it's not a dictatorship, that man by nature will recognize what is the natural law. And what is not the natural law?
They're close to half the country is not being forced to say that he's not Hitler.
Right.
He's clearly not. It's not like you have a small minority.
He's clearly not.
At least half the country, more than half the country, thinks he's not Hitler. Much more.
Right. And they voted for him. They knew he's 70.
Nobody forced them.
And he's doing everything that he said he
was doing. Hitler only worked because he can go against the natural law, because he's a dictator in power. But Trump can't do it.
He has to be convinced.
Because the system is geared to preventing a dictator.
Right.
So you shouldn't be able to have a person that distorts the natural law.
I mean, if you really did something crazy, the Republicans would stop.
Right.
If you really did something crazy, then the Republicans would stop. You really started going crazy.
That's right. We maintain, I mean, that's the base of our Constitution. Maintain that man recognizes the natural law unless he's coerced by military force. So by Hitler, they all knew that they were wrong. That's why that answer was baloney, that we're following what our country says, because you know this is wrong. That's why when Eisenhower came to when he saw the concentration camps, he called the people from the town. He said, "You didn't smell this for the last 5 years?" And he said, "Get in there. Clean it out. Save these people and treat them like dogs." Because that's the basis of the Constitution, that any human being can recognize what is. Now, today, I don't know if you'd be able to make the Constitution. I don't know if people would agree with the premise. But they had, in order to do, that's the strange thing. In order to do something, you have to have simple premises. Otherwise you can't find. Once you start going into metaphysics, you're not going to open it. So it was fortunate that at that time, they had a very simple premise.
Very important you showed.
Yeah, it's pretty good. that the world was a much simpler place than people had.
Well, not a question of simple, it's a question of the natural law.
No, but they had more, they were closer to that natural law. They, you know, they were in just by
nature. Oh, they believed in it.
Right.
That was Thomas Jefferson's religion. He didn't believe in the Bible. As a matter of fact, the guy saw him going to church, carrying the Bible. He says, "What are you doing? You don't believe a word in it." He says, "That's true, but how does it look at the president? Doesn't go to the church." But he had to correct the Bible.
Really?
Yeah. Because he believes a lot of things are true,
right,
and a lot of things are great, and some things are not. So he editorializes the Bible.
That's one way to do it.
I mean, he didn't have the Ramban. No, I was thinking of
an English guy or a French guy?
English.
Mill? John Stuart Mill?
John Stuart Mill. That's
him.
Yeah, what was his name? His philosophy?
Utilitarian?
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Utilitarian.
What works?
That was it. So they had, the country was based on certain philosophical premises that were simple and were easy to. Reverend Mann, do you know how old Thomas Jefferson was when he wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah, that under 30.
Yeah, no, I don't know how old he was.
He like
33.
Yeah. Very young man.
Of course. He was a genius. He wanted to give it to Madison because he held Madison was a better writer. But they held he was. I mean, when you look at it, consider a president today had speechwriters, and what this guy had with his own pen, how he wrote the Declaration of Independence.
We don't have people like that anymore.
No,
wherever they get that one going.
How's it go? It's just so fortunate for the world that you had a group of people like that.
Yeah, the generation was unbelievable.
Alexander Hamilton.
Right. Yeah.
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah. Washington was good also.
Washington was unbelievable. And Washington, they said, was the most courageous guy you ever saw. They said he didn't know what fear is. And he was a genius general.
Humble person.
He was very humble. And he was an ingenious general. And he was very bright. He knew how to plan the whole thing. It was a close call.
Yeah.
And one guy said, he said, either we hang together or we're all going to hang together. They took a big chance.
Yeah, it took on a huge fight that they couldn't.
That was a big chance. Because the most powerful army in the world was England.
And they took them on anyway.
They took them on.
They don't, Americans, the respect for the founding fathers has gone in this generation. I mean, I feel like this generation doesn't respect the founding fathers. Even when I was growing up, I remember there was a lot of respect for the founding fathers.
Yeah.
But it's no longer. I don't think so. I think it's gone. It's a terrible thing.
Well, because of slavery.
Yeah. Yep. But that's like undermined a lot of the core values of America with the family, like the people, the founding fathers.
Right.
The whole slavery thing has undermined them in the eyes of the people, and that's eroded American values tremendously.
That's true.
There should be a lot of respect for them. But I don't think anymore.
I mean, you're right. Absolutely. Jefferson knew it was wrong.
Slavery? A bunch of them realized that.
Yeah, but they said we can't do it.
No, you do that.
Can't change it.
They said that we have to work towards perfecting these natural laws in ourselves. But we can't expect it in one shot.
They were pragmatic.
Yeah,
no way it could have happened then. You could never have solved the slavery issue then.
No.
Saw how difficult it was 100 years later.
Right.
That's utilitarianism. You can't do this now. Lincoln was a leader.
Lincoln was amazing also.
Lincoln was a leader.
Did you ever read
about
Lincoln?
He was the next strong leader.
Lincoln.
Yeah.
Unbelievable person.
The amazing thing is that England was so stupid. Because if England had brains, America never would have come back.
Why would they have done?
Very simple. You know, even at the Second Continental Congress, a lot of Americans didn't want to fight against the mother country.
Right. And they didn't
care. They said, we're really a part of them. And they felt a loyalty to them.
Right.
What made them do it? First time they met, they couldn't win. The second time they met, they had a machlokes. And if it weren't for this one guy who had cancer and drove by horse all night long to make sure that his vote is in, it wouldn't have broke away. Yeah, well, it was tie with a tie. But you see, when they said no taxation without representation, the taxes were not, it was nothing to us. But their point was that the English said that we protected you from the French in the war.
Right.
So we got the French off your back. So that cost us a lot of money, and you have to share in the expense.
Sounds reasonable.
Reasonable. Now, they said, okay, but we're English citizens, we're English people. It wasn't colonization, we were colonizing a different nation.
Right.
We're just like you guys.
Right.
So,
well, the representation in Parliament.
We should have representation in Parliament.
Right.
And their time it was, okay, maybe we owe you some money. So let's figure out how much it is, how to get it.
Right.
But England didn't do that. They just slapped them with a tax. Mm-hmm. So they said, you have no role in this. And they just, so they slapped them with a stamp tax and then with a... Well, the tea tax, they backed off a little bit and they just left the tea. Yeah, so they thought that it would pass, but it didn't. So the thing was that they dumped the tea. But it wasn't the dumping of the tea that caused the break. Because, like I said, they didn't want to break. Most of them didn't want to break. What happened was then King George III was a total idiot. And he said, now they did that, I'll show them. And he imposed laws on them that were completely crazy. Mm-hmm. Like he said, any Englishman has a right to take over the house of an American.
Right. Order or whatever.
So he said, I'll show them. And it's always the I'll show them that destroys you. And in personal life, too. Remember that. The I'll show them is the destruction. Mm-hmm. It's so, your destruction.
And so the seeds of rebellion.
So then they couldn't take it.
Where do you see that in Torah, Rabbi? You see that in Torah?
Rechavim.
With who?
Rechavim.
Oh, with the...
When they didn't want to pay his tax.
Right.
He said, my father taxed you. They said, Shlomo, we pay.
Right.
But you, we don't want to pay that much tax.
Right.
So he said to them, my father taxed you?
I'll tax you double.
I'll first show you what tax.
He's like a finger, I'll be like a thigh.
I'll show you guys.
Right.
That's what it was.
That was the young one's advice, the young guy.
Yeah, the young guy's advice.
So why is that how's it work?
That's the I'll show you is when you know you're getting, if you have a brain, you realize you're getting destroyed. You're going to destroy yourself. So because they wanted to show them, so then they couldn't take it anymore. So they said, now we're not going to be a part of your country. We'll do better as independent.
I mean, excessive force isn't to be something not welcomed, and that's what...
What?
I mean, it's because the person who says, I'll show you, is now going to use excessive
amount. He's not using his intelligence. He's using his emotions.
He's asking, Marshall's asking why that initiates such a major, such a...
Yeah, why does that initiate...
Yeah, because, first of all, you're making me... You're just trying to subdue me and torture me for your... I'm not going to talk. No, a human being is not going to subordinate himself to that.
And you don't want to rebel even more.
Yeah.
You may be really powerful for that to work.
And the laws were called the intolerable laws.
Right.
So that's what killed him.
Well, I mean, if you can get a normal tax, you can get it.
Yeah. But why were they so afraid of representation? You have a whole parliament of English guys. So if you have a whole parliament of English guys, so what are you worried about? A little representation. You can override them anyways. There are many more people. But they felt at least our case would be heard.
Right.
And if it's just, so a lot of, so English guys go along with us too.
Right.
So why didn't he agree? It was a reasonable request. But the funny thing is that even after he disagreed with that, that wouldn't have killed him either. It really is a lesson in Hagasadam. And it's a lesson for you too, and for me too. Whenever you get that urge, I'll show him, you should know right away. That's Rechavam, as King George III.
Aro a little bit. It's a little different, but Tichbar Aleim Aravoda.
Yeah, Aro.
A little bit. I mean, he is.
That's very good. Yeah, the drunk things, they couldn't rebel.
Yeah.
Why didn't they rebel? I was wondering.
You see, originally they were supposed to partake in the Gula.
The Zakan, you mean?
Yeah. Because that's why Moshe Rabbeinu went with them to power.
Okay.
But then as they got closer, they got scared.
Oh, they slipped away, you mean?
So they started to slip away. Mm-hmm. They were, what did Chazal say? They were,
Mishmat
and Mechareta.
It seems like a Sinai.
They couldn't go. That's what the whole parsha is all about. Now what did Paro do? Paro gave them the intolerable law. I'll show you. You think that you're not being treated fairly? Go on your hands and knees and pick up this straw. So before they had a little pride that they were artisans, so he took that away from them and treated them like bandits.
Right.
That was the, I'll show you.
That would have worked.
But
in that case, it would have worked.
Right.
Except for Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right.
I crashed well.
We mean it would have worked.
So what if the Jews didn't rebel all those years?
No, they turned on Moshe. Caused them to turn on Moshe. That's what he was trying to do?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Is it your son or from Yishka?
That's right. That's what Hashem said. Atasura.
Right.
They're not going to give you that. I'll show you.
Right. What was the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's question? Lama Yerushalayim Hazeh? Why did God do it that way?
He did it that way because he really wanted to give them an opportunity to be part of the Geula with Moshe Rabbeinu, to stand up to power. Apparently, if they weren't afraid, they stood up.
Probably wouldn't have happened to me.
Yeah, power would have been.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember you said that once. I mean, had they all gone, power wouldn't have done that.
No.
And the reason he did it this way is because they slipped away.
They saw the cowards.
Yeah, he saw that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the backing of the people, so he thought he could separate the two by imposing this law, and it didn't work.
That's right.
I mean, had they been unified, he wouldn't have tried it.
No.
Good shot.
That's a good plan. It went backwards because of their fault. They didn't,
because they skipped out. Remember that. So then Paro was respect for them. And then he said, now I'm going to hit you harder. And they had no recourse.
What did it work there?
They fed the fuel of him treating them, abusing them.
What's that?
They fed the fuel of him treating them even stronger. By them backing off.
So it's just the Zakanim.
Yeah, but it was the Zakanim.
That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to God, Lama Arias, Lama Zeshlachtan. But what did I go for? Now they're worse. And you knew what the Chira they would do. So God said, that's true. But I had to let them exercise their Bechira because they could have been great and they could have participated in the Gula. But they turned it down, and now we have to have a different system.
I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu's question was, since you knew this is what they would do, why bother?
Right. And why did you send me? Because now they hate me.
So you lost the hate.
He left me as a kosher partner. He gives them a chance, even though he knows they're going to fail.
Right.
That's considered to be Maharach. He left me as a kosher partner. How he does it. Which raises questions, what's the point? If you know it's not going to work, why start with the plan of repeal?
And not only that now they hate me. I don't want to leave them. So I didn't want to leave them to begin with. I didn't think I'm qualified. Now with this hatred, how am I going to...
Right.
Now they hate me too. Right.
Make it worse.
Set in the buzzer.
But then later he comes back with the question.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, good.
Yes, an interesting case. People don't see that point. That little area there.
Right. So why does God do it? I mean, like when in the Tovah, if you still walk in the carry, then he'll punish you Shevach at the same time. Isn't that a little bit of that? If you keep not listening, then it's gonna get worse and worse and worse.
Well, what should it be?
I don't know.
No, but isn't that done? In other words, there's a human response. That's emotionally based, but then there is a chachma of an onus to get you back to the truth. When God says that if it's going to just let them go, they're not going to come back, but the onus could be implemented by chachma, it could be a path to getting them back to the truth. In other words, if a person does it, he says it's
well, we believe that God doesn't know anything. And it's just that he's removed. He can't
get you back.
So that's why... It's a different situation. That's why it says in the Tofa, it says, the Yomu al She'ein Elikai B'kirbi Mitzahon Yeroh Sayma. But of course, it's very hard to answer, practically speaking, these questions. I was discussing with Rabbi Men one night.
Which questions?
The questions of the Tofa.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying if you can learn from how. No, I'm just saying if you can learn from when someone, how God treats a rebellion. Doesn't
right.
seem like you. How are you suggesting? Well, one approach is like to try to break them and making it worse. What's the other approach when somebody's rebelling and they're rebelling? Is there like a.
Sorry.
See, when somebody's trying to rebel against your authority, that's you. You're just saying. Yeah, but you're just saying when you have that emotion of I'm going to show you, that's like an ego thing. It's not based upon
that.
That
Paro was stupid when he did that because he could have they could have rebelled. I guess what happened? What was the order? Oh,
let them go and they said no.
They went with Moshe to Paro, right?
Well, they slipped away. They ended up going. No emotion, I don't deliver the message.
And he said,
make it worse, you're just getting lazy, that's why you're...
Meet Hashem.
He wouldn't have done it if he saw him coming.
Right.
Because he would have had to have to respect him.
He also said, it wasn't the emotion of I'll show you, it was he saw weakness. He saw, it was a calculated plan. He saw weakness in the position in Klai Yisrael between them and
Moshe. Well, he saw that they have an ego.
Who has an ego?
The Jews.
The Jews, right.
Because they're coming to Pharaoh and saying, look, it's true that physically we are servants, but we have a religion, we have a God, we have to take care of them. So that made them into a different level of a human being. And that's what Pharaoh wanted to break.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, but could be he was a chacham. Could be he was not like Rechavim. Rechavim was a mistake.
No. But it's a funny thing. That bad neither, I'll show you, is why we have the United States of America.
Right.
It's
pretty common, I guess.
Right. It's
really common.
They had an ego.
It may be common, but it doesn't result in such great things.
Parents, you see parents do with kids a little bit.
Yeah.
Kids that are developing.
A lot.
Okay, I do it all the time.
Your generation doesn't do it so much. Our parents.
Do you think it's an ego, that it's essentially grounded in ego, that response?
I watch it again.
And I'll show you a response that is grounded in ego?
Yeah.
You feel like the other person is challenging your authority?
Right. That's why. What's his name? Who's the lawyer?
Dershowitz.
He came out last night and he said, Trump should not fire her.
Trump's definitely going to fall for
second.
Because he held it's an I'll show you.
She's trying to.
But he's wrong. Trump was right, because that was Marv Machos.
Trump said that. Trump said that was the reason.
What? Trump says Marv Machos.
Really?
He thought Trump was doing it.
Said the Rambam.
Showing the Rambam.
Basically, everyone agrees. All the Rishonim, at least.
That is
late. Yeah, last night
they did.
He drafted him to the army. You draft her into the army, send her to the front line.
No. You mean you're saying it's like, I'll show you, is like sometimes it's you're doing a rational thing. You're saying, I'll show you is what you're doing, so it doesn't really make sense, and it just propels by your ego.
Right.
And here, it just might be viewed as an I'll show you, but you mean there's actually a sense because of Martin.
Yeah. He's in line with the system. So you can't say, so I'll show you, that's what you're supposed to do.
I'll show you, that's what you do, but you make a mistake. You know, a miscalculated move because you get carried away by your ego.
Like English. Like King George III.
What was Paro's plan then? What was Paro's plan then? Now they saw that the kingdom didn't show up, so there wasn't a movement that he had to respect. So what was his plan now?
So his plan was, the reason why they sent Moshe and Aaron was because they have self-respect. But they're scared. So he said, I'll remove that self-respect.
I'll break it.
I'll break it.
And how would that accomplish a goal for Paro?
That they wouldn't make their request anymore.
You mean to keep them under his thumb.
But also, he saw that he could divide Moshe from the rest of the people.
Yeah.
And it worked. Because they turned on Moshe.
But what he did was he broke their ego, because they had, even if a guy's a slave, he has a pride that he's an artisan. When you make him pick up junk in the street.
Right.
And you reduce him to a nothing. So they're kind of, they're asking him for religious freedom, not religious freedom, they'll respect their God and their religion that came from an ego. So his cheshvan was, I'll break their ego and they'll never rest in that again.
And why did he say the Masconis HaLevanim, that they shouldn't be lacking? What was the goal of that?
What's that?
He said, but, and also, keep the same count of bricks, the daily count, the daily quota can't be reduced, even though you have to go out and get the straw now. That was part of it?
Right.
Said the I'll show you.
Yeah, there was an I'll show you too, but the main idea was to break their ego. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Interesting. They never rebelled. They had so many Jews and they never once had an uprising.
Well, it's not that easy. You had the rebellious slaves in Rome, famous Spartacus. Yeah, it's not easy.
Didn't last or something. Was,
no.
She not too German.
What happened in the end? They got killed.
I think it's like a short term. It was a short term, and then it was sent back the other day.
Yeah.
Or the guy they had in charge was worse than the. They replaced with somebody worse. That's what ended up happening. They replaced with somebody even worse.
I never understood why they did it. I never understood why they did it in war stuff.